May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. I believe the words of our psalmist this morning truly echo the feelings of many of us in our community and really throughout the world in which we live. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long? Seems like when all this stuff started back in March, we thought, okay, we can get through this thing. We can get through this for the next couple of weeks, maybe month and a half, and then everything will be fine. I can remember vivid conversations with people of the parish saying how wonderful it was going to be back here in St. Paul's with some sort of huge celebration of our coming back together. The church full, lunch in the river room following the service, it was going to be a grand and glorious event. But how long, O Lord, will you forget me? Will you forget us forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I have perplexity in my mind and grief in my heart day after day? How long shall my enemy triumph over me? I think these words are real. And the psalmist has a way of putting our pain and our frustration into words that really do make sense and are so honest. So honest. How long, O Lord? The answer, as I have said before, and as it looks now, I will say many more times to come, we just don't know. But what we do know is in the midst of all this, as the psalmist reminds us, God does not abandon us, and that God calls us into community in new ways that will continue to impact the lives of those that we touch. Maybe not physically, but in the lives of those we touch through our word and through our action. Because in and through us, the Church of God continues to live and continues to make an impact. Even though within our hearts we may say, Lord, how long will this be? God continually reminds us that God is with us and that God's strength and power will flow through us as we reach into the world. I am so thankful we have hymnody back in our service this morning, because more often than not, the words of our hymns speak in ways, just like the psalmist, that put words to so much of what we feel. It's not just COVID-19, but there's so many things going on in the world right now. There are those who are demonstrating for equality. There are those who are working in ways that some of us may agree or disagree with. We have people that hold different points of view on so many issues. As I said last week, even the mask seems to make a statement. But in our gradual hymn this morning, we hear these words, where across the crowded ways of life, where sound of cries of race and clan, above the noise of selfish strife, we hear thy voice, O Son of Man. In the midst of all that is going on in our world, in the midst of all that is going on in our community, as we are dealing with sickness, as we are dealing with infection, as we are dealing with racial strife, as we're dealing with equality, God speaks to us. And God's presence continues to be with us as we proclaim the ongoing message of God's love. In our gospel this morning, we are reminded that as we speak the words of God, as we offer a cup of cold water, as we seek to do God's will in all that we say and all that we do, we will receive God's reward. And that reward is felt in the lives of those around us. It is the presence of the living Christ as we gather together in whatever way we can to proclaim the good news that in times good and in times bad, in times of uncertainty and times of certainty, that God dwells among us. And as we proclaim God's abiding love, of God's unmerited love, of God's inclusion for all people, as we proclaim those words, the church is alive and God's presence is felt. The psalmist says once again, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" But then reminds us, "But I put your trust in your mercy. My heart is joyful because we are assured of your saving help." Let us all, as the psalmist says, sing to the Lord, for he has dealt with us richly, giving us the ability and the power to do his will. I will praise the name of the Lord Most High with every breath that I have. Amen.